AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Gas prices are finally starting to go down. The average price nationwide is under $5 a gallon. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says, it's a good thing, but it's based in part on the state of the economy, rising interest rates.
The concern being that a jump in interest rates could cause the economy to slow down or to tip into recession. And it's that fear that's driving oil lower.
DeHaan says gas prices could keep going down heading into the 4th of July holiday. Police in New York say one man was shot and killed, eight others wounded early this morning in Harlem. Commanding Officer Brian McGee says they are looking for a suspect.
We're looking, we just think it was a gathering, barbecue, to that nature, but we have to look more into that.
Police in Washington, D.C. say shots were fired at a music event that didn't have a permit. A 15-year-old boy was killed. A police officer was injured. Robert Conte is D.C. police chief.
The firearm that was used to shoot the police officer and others, we have not recovered that firearm yet. We recovered a firearm off one of the victims in this case.
Conte says the concert was started through social media. Russia's military keeps on grinding down Ukraine's defenses, with combat in eastern areas said to be entering a decisive phase. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said the Kremlin has ordered its military to overrun the entire eastern Luhansk region by next Sunday. Nielsen numbers tell us how many people watched live coverage of the Capitol riot hearings, 20 million the first night, 11 million the second day, and nearly 9 million for the third hearing. After 2 days of deliberations, jurors in a civil trial deciding on sexual abuse allegations against Bill Cosby have had to start from scratch. By the end of the day Friday, jurors had decided on nearly all questions put before them, including whether Cosby had sexually assaulted plaintiff Judy Huth at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was 16. This is AP News. Union rail workers in Britain say they will go on strike tomorrow. It could mean a messy commute in London and across Britain.
It is disastrous.
Secretary of State for Transport Grant Shapps says the union has been planning this.
Back in April, they called the strike on the false pretense with their members of taking themselves off the pay freeze, which, of course, the whole of the public service has had for the past couple of years. That pay freeze was coming to an end anyway. The strikes are completely unnecessary.
Union Secretary General Mick Lynch says the strike in Britain is an attempt to save jobs.
We're faced with thousands of job cuts, despite what Grant Shapps says. There's been no guarantee that these redundancies won't be compulsory. We've seen 4,000 or 5,000 jobs already go from the railway. They've told our maintenance staff on Network Rail that their 3,000 jobs will go.
The strike is planned for tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.